USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says schools and businesses need to continue to reopen.
I'd like to see the schools open. The country has to open. You know, we did the right thing. We closed it down. We saved millions of lives. Now we're opening it up. And I think the Democrats are actually doing it largely for political reasons. They think the economy won't be as strong because we're doing very well with jobs. You said we broke the record 2 months in a row with job numbers.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the GOP coronavirus relief bill will focus on extending unemployment insurance. Speaking at the White House, he says the plan will be based on approximately 70% wage replacement.
This is intended to be wage replacement. So we're focused on the percentage, which is about 70%. Nobody's going to get more than $600. Again, if you were making $300, you're not going to get $600.
USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Department of Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli revealed on Thursday that there were hundreds of ongoing federal investigations into the criminal rioters taking advantage of racial injustice protests across the country. Cuccinelli saying the investigations are taking place all over the United States. Now, as far as what's going on in Portland and the mayor's response, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says,
if the mayor of Portland, if the governor of Oregon didn't want federal officers to be in Portland protecting federal property, all they have to do is protect it themselves. But the mayor of Portland says that he won't protect federal property and he doesn't want federal officers to protect it.
Cotton speaking there on Fox News, and photos have gone viral of New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo down in Savannah, Georgia. Cuomo visiting Savannah, Georgia to pledge support for the mayor there, who is a native New Yorker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
As education officials are in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill discussing ways that schools can reopen safely, New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik tells Fox News any new stimulus spending will have money for schools.
I agree that kids learn best when they are in school, and I know the school superintendents in my district have worked very hard to put forth new plans with updated operations that takes into consideration the importance of public health. But we've learned a lot over the past 6 months of this health crisis, Amy. One of the things we've learned is that students, particularly those with special needs and disabilities, have really struggled with the remote learning. In addition, in my district, we have a fundamental digital divide between those that have access to broadband and those that don't. We want to make sure that every student is able to continue their learning and they don't continue falling behind. So I think, yes, an important part of that is making sure that kids are able to go back to school safely.
Right.
And it's going to be different. It's going to be updated, but that will be a part of the COVID relief bill, is strong funding for our school districts.
A new survey from the Cato Institute and YouGov found that a majority of Americans say they're worried about facing social or professional consequences for their political views. The survey found 62% of Americans self-censor their political expression out of fear of offending others. Majorities across the political spectrum say they're worried about sharing their political opinions, including 52% of Democrats, 59% of Independents, and 77% of Republicans. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.